Yeah, so yesterday, the last thing we were talking about was Tosfos Kashya and Rashi. That Rashi learns that the case of Rav, at least one of the Siyurim in Rashi, is that he cooked the two chatichas together first alone in the pot, and then he added all the other chatichas afterwards. So Tosfos asked, if that was the case, then you have Reutiv in the pot. You have Reutiv with Tam Isser. So the Reutiv itself has a Hanan. So that it's so... No, never mind the chaticha. You have bigger problems in the chaticha. You have the whole right of shalissa. So yesterday, Nathan wanted to say a nice word that maybe in a chanami, the tutsium in Rashi, Rashi has tutsium, haitzah b'tzid ha-tomid, on the one end, and nispash l'tchil l'ima, maybe those tutsium, takanat, they don't both work according to both Abaye and Rava. The haitzah b'tzid ha-tomid, that's the tzir for Rava. And because it means Haisa B'tzidah Tomah together with all the other Chatichas, and it was a Dovuk, and that's only a Tzir for Rava, it doesn't work for Abaye. Abaye is called Mesilka, that can't be the Tzir. And the other Tzir of in this Basla Tchila Ima, that's the Tzir for Rava. So what was I saying? The Haisa B'tzidah Tomah is the Tzir for Rava, and in this Basla Tchila Ima, rather, that's the Tzir for Abaye. That was actually a very, very nice word. However, sometimes you have to be mechalas chayal apisha also. But chayra, the Rashi is against it. Because Rashi in Mudbeis, the dover acher, he's going in Rava. Talak is minikim she'enoi. Min v'minik v'dover acher. So Rashi here is talking in Rava. And Rashi says the case is, v'en tablin v'leitiv. Anyway, it's not so important right now. But the case... Hilchach, nosen tam b'rishayna tchila, ba'id shaloi rabba ha'reitiv aleh. First, the chaticha was nice and tam, the nevela was nice and tam in the chaticha. Before there was a lot of reitiv. V'yachakach nosen mayim, v'kipa, v'chatifa, v'chatichais, nitais v'chaticha rishayna, ala nevela v'yiseres ha'kol b'nei she'em minu. Mufurish and Rashi, in Rava, that the case is that first he had the nevela and the chaticha, and then afterwards he was meisiv, reitiv, and mayim, and which is reitiv, and other chatichos, kippa. So it's mufurish and Rashi that even in Rava the tzir is that he was meisif afterwards. What is helping him meisif afterwards? Meanwhile, you have some reitiv from the original bishul. So the later reitiv should be is min v'mina with the original reitiv. So it should be. So we're back to square one. The emes is also in the Rashi about haisa b'tzid ha-tamid. The simple mashmois in Rashi, that's how I learned, is that Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid means that the case was that he had everything in the pot to begin with. But why do you have a Hanan if everything was in the pot to begin with? Because the Nevela and the Chaticha were stuck to each other. And that's L'chara ties into Shittas Rashi in general, that is a Dovuk. When you have an Issa Dovuk, so you have Hanan, even if it's mixed in the pot together with other things. So the Tosfos HaRosh, he understands the Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid in Rashi to mean, like Tosfos, that it was Chutz L'Reitav. That the two chatichas were outside of the reitiv. Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid was riding on top of the reitiv, and that's where it became chanan. And then later on, you were near v'kisa, and you were, and then it went into the pot. I know it's a little bit. I wouldn't have thought that that's the mashmaya of Rashi, but our kapanim Tosfos HaRosh learns that's how he learns in Rashi. In which case, also you see that the case of Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid, I asked Nathan really had been aware of it. The case of Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid only works in Rava. It doesn't work in Abaye. Because how could you have Kodma V'Silkoi? They're already in the pot. They're in the pot. It's Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid, but everything's in the pot together. How could you have Kodma V'Silkoi? So that strengthened the idea that Rashi is talking, giving me different cases for Rava and for Abaye. But the way the Tosfos HaRosh reads the Rashi, Ha'isa B'tzid HaTomid means on top of the Reitiv, then you could have Kodma V'Silkoi. So then there's no longer as much reason to think that the two cases of Rashi are supposed to be, you know, what's the word, respectively. One for Abaye, one for Rava. No, both cases apparently are supposed to work for both Abaye and Rava. Just two tzirim that Rashi came up with, both for the whole Gemara through. Yes, so then we're back to square one. So what do we do with Tosfos Kashya on? What do we do with Tosfos Kashya on Rashi? So l'chora, you have to say, again, let's just put the, have a new mark in there. Let's break it in. So again, what's the problem here? The problem is that according to Rava, the case is not Kalim B'Sukkai, but the case is according to Rashi, you have the Chaticha, you have the Nevela, you have the Chaticha, you cook them together, so now you have a bunch of Reitiv. And then you add in 60 times right afterwards. You add in 60 times right to be mevatel the nevela and the chaticha. So Taisa's kasha is fine, but what's mevatel this? You have the original right that has its own chanan because it's full of tam nevela. So you need much more than 60 times the volume of the two chatichas. You need 60 times all of the reitiv that was in the pot when you first cooked them up together. And there's no mention of that in Rav. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So the chiddush we have to answer for Rashi is that there are in fact many Rishonim who hold that you don't say chanan in lach balach, only in a chaticha. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Torah said the Ramban in Dav Tzadik Ches, and the Rashba in the Teres Habayis, and the Ran at the end of Kolabosar, and the Mordechai, and the Ogur. So there's a whole slew of Rishonim who say that by lach, there's no din of Chaticha Nase's Nevela. So that would solve our problem. Maybe Rashi holds that way as well. So the Reitav doesn't have Chanan. The Reitav doesn't have Chanan, then there's no problem. The Reitav has Tam Nevela, but you have more Reitav, and now you don't have Tam Nevela.
Why would Rashi say you need to be masalik the root?
Oh, so that's a good question. We'll come down a second. So why in a bay if you have to be masalik the root? Hold on to that for a second. Like a point of that would be a possibility. Why that's true? Why is the no chanan by lach v'lach? So the different Rishonim say different reasons. The Ramban says, it's interesting, it's all by itself. The Shkita Schulman has an arichas about it. I don't think I bought a Shkita Schulman at the Svarim sale or not. But I don't think we're sorry. Anyway, the Ramban and the Rashba say because they hold that Chanan is built on Efshel Sleichte Osir. That's when the Gemara in Kuchetz. And they understand the idea of Efshel Sleichte Osir has to do with the physical Mitzias that once in Chaticha was Belei Atam, it never really flushes out completely. So it's therefore you have to. That's why the chaticha itself, even though I mixed that chaticha up with 60 other chatichas and so on, never mind the mina. Just the mitzvah said eshul seifti also. What is eshul seifti also? It means tipas cholav went into a chaticha. So even though afterwards I put the chaticha in a pot with lots of other reitiv and now the shishim connectly, that chaticha blives also. And then once that chaticha blives also, that's called eshul seifti also. So then you say chana. That's beferish in the Gemara in Kufches. So the Ramban and the Rashi, they understand that the eshul seifti also is not merely a lumdus, it's built on a mitzias. It's built on the mitzias that when the chalav went into the original chaticha, so even though later on you mix it up with other stuff, with reitiv, and now l'chaver it's spreading out into the whole pot, and now it should be batel b'shishin. But in the original chaticha, where it first got absorbed, it's always more concentrated than in the rest of the pot. And therefore you can't say with any kind of certainty that just because you put it in a big pot, and now there's enough to be mevatel tam, that in the original chaticha there's no tam. The original chaticha may very well have a tam because it's some of the issue is might be stuck in the original chaticha. That's the word of Esher L'Seichtei. And then the din of Chanan is built on that mitzias of Esher L'Seichtei. That's what the Rabban and the Rashba say. That's a chiddush in the din. Again, later to Taf Kukes, how to understand the din of Esher L'Seichtei. Those who remember the Sugya B'Chal, I think the Tosis in the Sugya B'Chal is in Blue Parish, not the way. The Chal itself has no tam chalav, but it's still the din of Esher L'Seichtei also. So it's a different havan. But the point of the Rabban and the Rashba, that's their point of departure there. Eshel L'Seichtei is built on this Messias that the Yisrael is stuck in the Chaticha. So maybe they say that that's not Shaykh by a Dovalach. That's when Tam goes into a Dovalach and then it's Mesarab with more liquid, Avada disperses evenly. So therefore the whole idea of Eshel L'Seichtei also doesn't make sense by a Dovalach. And therefore by a Dovalach you don't have Chanan. That's what the Rashba says. The Ogre says a different type. The Ogre says that Eshel L'Seichtei, that Chaticha Nas Nevela is only when you have a blia. But in a dovalach, it's not a blia, it's a parabis. Because Eshel Seichtei is also only when the chatik was belea tamis. So that's a lua tamis, so it becomes a nevela. It's There's a double lach. It's not a sapalua. There's no blia. There's no heat. Just a mixture. So a mixture doesn't make a tikkun nas nevel. So the chayim say that the fila ogur, it would make it that it's only if it's a cold mixture. But if you cooked it, then it's this, then you have a blia too. And besides being a mixture, it's also a blia. So then the ogur would agree that you have a tikkun nas nevel. Here's Hatzel, I don't know if that would work so well. But Akapanim, there's certainly a slew of Rishonim that hold that in a davar lach, you don't say Chaticha Nasnevel, L'chor, that's what you have to say in Rashi as well. That's why Rashi's not worried over here, that's why there's no Chaticha Nasnevel in the right. Oh, so Jacob, so Jacob's asking. So why? So how does it work? So by kodem v'silkei, Abai said kodem v'silkei. The case is kodem v'silkei. So Rashi says you took away the reitiv too. Why do you have to take away the reitiv? This is a concern, Rava. According to Abai, the case is you cooked the chaticha and you cooked the reil and the chaticha together, and I had reitiv too, and then you took the chaticha and the reitiv away. So now all you have, you took the nevela rather and the reitiv away, that's actually the feirish, and now all you have is this chaticha, and that's why you need chaticha naseis nevela, and in order to memorable it, you're going to need 60 times the chaticha. That's a bite. Why do you have to take the reitiv away? If there's no chaticha naseis nevela in the reitiv, so leave the reitiv in. Suggestions. In a way, that's part of the steer in Rashi. When Rashi is talking about Bahi, he's at pains to say you have to get rid of the reitiv, you have to take the reitiv out. Sounds like the reitiv is a problem. And then when he gets to Rabbi, he ignores the reitiv. Like, why isn't the reitiv a problem for Rabbi? The same way the reitiv was a problem for Bahi, the reitiv should be a problem for Rabbi too. That's part of the problem with Rashi. It's like this. Abai doesn't hold Salak is Minik Mishaina. It's Pashas on the Gemara. Rav is Machadish Salak is Minik Mishaina, Vishaina, Minik Rabbal of Mavatal. So you could use the Reitiv to be Mavatal, you can't use the Chaticha to be Mavatal the Chaticha, but you could use the Reitiv to be Mavatal the Chaticha. But Abai, and that's why the extra Chaticha makes a difference. Because if I only had one chaticha, the reitiv would be mevatalit. Now that I have two chatichas, it's not enough for reitiv to be mevatalit. That's wrong. That's built on salakas mina kamishena. Abai, Pashas doesn't hold from salakas mina kamishena. That's why Abai thinks that if the original nevela is there, the chaticha makes no difference. Because what difference does it make if there's the nevela asks all the other chatichas? So even if there's a million other chatichas, the nevela asks them all. And now you have a million, so then there's no right if maybe enough right if to mevatel one chaticha, it's not enough right if to mevatel a million chatichas. So what does this extra chaticha make a difference? That's why Abai has to come out to call him a silka, because he doesn't hold from Salah Kismina. That's the pshat of him. So if you don't hold from Salah Kismina in Kimisha Enoi, that means that that let's say you took the nevela out, right? We made this salik, we took the nevela out. But we're going to leave the reitiv in. And then what are we going to say? So Abai says it's also. Taka said that it's also. Rav said that it's also. Rav said that the Eiseres called a chaticha skulam. But the question is, why do I need a command to... The question was, why do I need a command to this Hanan? The Gemara's question is, why do I need a command to Hanan? Typically, from using the Nevela, so the Gemara says, we took the Nevela out. So the question is, but it's Mashman Rashi, if you have to take the Nevela and the Reitiv out. If you left the Reitiv in, then it would be usher even without this piece. I'm just restating. Right? The Deacon Rashi is, the Rashi says, Rashi explains the Gemara. You know why you have to come onto this piece in order to asser? Why can't the Nevela itself asser? Because the Nevela is gone. So Rashi is, and the Reitiv is also gone. So the implication is, if the Reitiv was still here, then I still wouldn't need this piece. The Reitiv would asser all by itself. So the question is, why would the Reitiv asser all by itself? If there's no Chanan or the Dov Alach, then the Reitiv doesn't have a Chanan. If the Reitiv has it, doesn't have a Chanan, why would it asser all by itself? I haven't said anything, I'm just restating. The answer is, forget Chanan. In the Reitiv, there's lots of Tam of Nevela floating around. That doesn't need Chanan. There is Tam Nevela floating around inside the Reitiv. That Tam Nevela is Min B'minoi with all the other Chatichas. So if you help him Salik, that wouldn't be such a problem, because I would have all the Reitiv to move out of it. And the Reitiv could certainly move out a little bit ham that's stuck inside of the Reitiv. But Abai doesn't hold from Salik. So if you have any Min Basar in here, that Min Basar is going to asser all the other Chatichas in the pot. You're going to have a million Chatichas of Isser. So you have to, it goes viral. It doesn't matter, you have to get rid of all of the Basar. If you leave some Basar in the Reitiv, some Tam Basar in the Reitiv, that Tam Basar, even if it's a very small amount, will asser all the other Basar, because there's no Salik. And all the other Basar is going to become Basar. So therefore, it's not enough to get rid of the Nevela. You have to get rid of the Nevela and the Reitiv. If you get rid of the Nevela and the Reitiv, then it would be mutter, if not for the other chaticha that you left behind. So that's why you have to, the case has to be that you got rid of the Reitiv. It's nothing to do with Chanan. It has to do with the Tam Basar that's inside. See, in Rava, that's not a problem. Rava doesn't care about the Reitiv, because Rava holds from Salik. So since there's no Chanan and a Dov Alach, so I don't have to worry about the water itself. I only have to worry about the Tam Basar, the Tam of the Basar that's Me'urv in the Reitiv. Well, the Tam that's the Basar that's Me'urv in the Reitiv doesn't add to the volume of the original Chaticha. Where did the Tam come from? From the volume of the original Chaticha. If there's enough Reitiv to Mevatel the original Chaticha, then there's enough Reitiv to Mevatel the original Chaticha with the Tam that it infused into the Reitiv. So in Rava, as long as you don't say Chanan will be a problem. Taisus thought you say Chanan at a double act. That's what Taisus says in Rashi. This Reitiv has Chanan, so it's now you have a lot of, now you have a huge amount of this. But Rashi doesn't hold from Chanan at a double act. So all you have is just the Reitiv, just the Tam that's inside the Reitiv. Who cares? The Tam that's inside the Reitiv. The Nevela plus the Tam that's inside the Reitiv is not more than the Nevela itself. And I have enough Reitiv to Mevatel the Nevela. I don't have enough Reitiv to Mevatel the two Chatichas. But to Mevatel just the Nevela with its Tam, then I certainly have enough. So in Rava, that's why in Rava, Rashi doesn't have a problem with the Reitiv. But in Abaye, the Reitiv is a problem not because of Chanan. In Abaye, the Reitiv is a problem because inside the Reitiv is some of the Nevela. So who cares that I took the Nevela out? I took the Nevela out, but the Nevela left offspring inside the Reitiv. So what does it help that the Nevela is gone? But its spores are still there inside of the Reitiv. They're still going to asser the whole pot. So therefore, Rashi has to say, I took the Reitiv out. I took the Reitiv out too.
Is that? If Rebbe's saying that Rashi holds that somebody could be an Oser even if it doesn't become Chanan, so why do you need the Chaticha itself to become Chanan? Typically, you don't hold chaticha and nasa nevela by the actual, just the tam nevela that's mugla b'toch the shul.
You're asking why do I need chanan even in that piece? If you don't hold from salek, so it should aser the whole thing, even without chanan. Yeah, that's the question. That's their answer question. Why do I even need Chanan aspect. But why do I even need Hanan in the same way? The Reuter would have been a problem without Hanan. That's why I have to get rid of the Reuter.
So why do you have to come at Hanan over here?
It's a kasha liba de emes anyway. That's the Ran's kasha. Why do you need Hanan? Why can't the tam baser that's inside the chaticha answer everything else with that Hanan with midamina? If you don't hold from Sally. Right, fear by. Why do I need? Why do I need to finish the label? So the Ran says that in the Talmud Umar, you don't say Mindamina the Gospel. Why isn't that a problem over here too? Maybe it's not, maybe in a double lach, it's not called a Talmud Uruf. Right now, I'm saying it's Torah already. But maybe, the Rana says, Hakasha ultimately stam independently. What, who needs this Hanan? I need it in Rava, because in Rava, Rava holds from Salik. I need volume according to Rava, because I need to have enough that the writer can't be Mavatalit. So I'm not going to build up Nes without Hanan. So if you don't have Hanan, then all I have is the mass of the Nevela, the mass of the Nevela, right, to Kanimavat. I need to build up the mass of the Isser, so for that I need Hanan. So in Rav, I need Hanan. But in Abaye is a whole from Salah. So I ignore the right then. I'm just, the Isser will ask the Chatichas, so you'll have a million Chatichas, the right is not going to be Tarot. So the Ran is, so the Kohen Tabai, why do I need Hanan? Let the tam boser inside the chaticha, the tam nevela inside the chaticha, aser al smimimini all by itself. So the Ran says that the tam of the nevela that's inside the boser, that's mu'ur with the tam of the chaticha itself, that's tam mu'ur, doesn't have the chaymer of mimimina. Whatever the pshadna is, I don't know what exactly the pshadna sar is. Maybe you can say that's only by a chaticha where it's a bliyot. So it's called the tam mu'ur. But in a Reuter where the whole idea is that it's that it's not a plea, it's just a tarivus. That's the way the Ogre explains it's the why there's no Hanan in a Dabalach. So maybe you don't have that sort. The boss is making time by itself, it's not a time move. Anyway. Okay, anyway, let's go on in places. Nothing here is definitive, but it's all pilpulim and how to deal with places, kasha, and rash.
So the shishim and the rotev with the tam basar, would you need shishim against the tam?
Yeah, which case? Abaye rotev.
Yeah, and then abaye in the rotev.
Right.
Would you need shishim against the tam of the basar or against the mass of the rotev?
According to abaye, you would need, you nothing's going to help you. Because since there's no salik, so the tam of the basar will answer all the other chatichos. Because there's nothing salik, so it's going to answer all the other chatichos. You would need shishim of right to connect all the chatichos in the pot.
Could you maybe say that you need
chanan
because if not for chanan, then the shishim would be against the size of the piece of meat, or just whatever tam was in the
chotichoso? But point abaye, you don't need shishim. Point abaye, shishim doesn't help you. You could have shishim. You could have shishim against the whole chaticha, it's not going to help you. Because Abaye doesn't know from Salik. So, whatever, and many, you can have a lot of roitiv, it doesn't help. You can have 60 times as much roitiv as this chaticha. What's it going to help? The chaticha asks the other chatichas. And then you're for sure stuck. That's the Ran's kasha, so why are you talking Yichana? Okay, let's start with the next Tosfos. Tosfos is right here. We should call them this for grace, yes. In time, Lomali, Shachatika Shalheta, Kibla Taman and Avela. Filoloi Nos Natam Nami. Dov Mimino Seres Becholdo.
What's the yes in Tosfos?
In fact, they're out of the original memo. Chaticha. It was nice and tam in the Nevela. The Nevela was nice and tam in the Chaticha. Then you get Mindaminoi. And with the Mindaminoi, you get Asers. I get a Chanan. The Nevela is nice and time at the Chaticha, and the Chaticha therefore becomes a Nevela. And then, as min v'minoi, it asks all the other thousand Chatichas that are in the pot. That's Rav's memo. Okay, and she'll know some time at Chaticha, Chaticha atzman as is Nevela, ve'yiseres kol ha-Chatichas kulam as min v'minoi. So what the Gemara is busy with is, why do I need to go like this? Why can't I just go like this? Why can't the original Nevela ask through all the Chatichais with Min B'minai? That's what the Gemara is busy with. The Gemara answers, I the Salik, that the original piece of Nevela, the original Nevela is gone. It would if it was here, but it's not here, so it can't. Or Rava's answer is we hold from Salik, and there's enough roitiv to get rid of the original Nevela. There's not enough roitiv to get rid of the original Nevela with the Chaticha, because Chaticha nas in Nevela, and therefore so Tosfos asks, that's the Gemara. Tosfos asks a different question. Tosfos says, why do I need the Nevela to be nice and tam in the Chaticha? What would be if the Nevela wasn't nice and time in the Chaticha? The Chaticha is much bigger than the Nevela. 60 times the size of the Nevela. So the Nevela is not nice and time in the Chaticha. It's min b'minoi. The Nevela will still ask the Chaticha, it's min b'minoi. This is Tosfos's question. It's still min b'minoi. So the Nevela will still ask the Chaticha. Now it'll be Chaticha Nasa's Nevela. And then the Chaticha Nasa's Nevela will ask all the other Chaticha. So again with min b'minoi. We'll say min b'minoi twice. The Nevela will ask the Chaticha as min b'minoi. The Chaticha will ask the other Chaticha as min b'minoi. And finished. So why do I need... Why did Rabbi set up the case that the Nevela was big enough to be nice in time in the Chaticha, even if the Nevela was not big enough to be nice in time in the Chaticha? It would still ask the Chaticha as min b'minoi, and that itself will trigger the Chanan. Tosfos answers, right, Mary Benatam. Did he go for Mr. of the Cholshu? He called le aminon she te osin nevelo lesser kol acheroiks came and she asked me le nesra ele de Cholshu. Benatam said that if the nevela had not been able to be nice in time in the Chaticha, if it was too small to be nice in time in the Chaticha, even though the nevela would ask the Chaticha, anyway, else in the Minoi, but since the Chaticha would only be usher through a kolshu, that would not be enough for the Nevela then to usher the rest of the Chaticha also with the kolshu. Le'aminu sh'tos Nevela lesa kol acheres came and she atzma l'nesher el al-dei kolshu. Atkan Nevela. So aside, what's the pshat in this svar? What does it matter? I mean, I hear the distinction. Why does it matter? At the end of the day, the Chaticha is also asmin b'mir. And there's a din of Chaticha nas in the veil. So
why isn't that enough that it should then answer the rest of the chatichas with min v'mina? So Rabbi Kveget wants to say pshat in Tosfos. That Tosfos means like this. That Tosfos means a mitzias. That when the nevela infuses kolshu into the chaticha, but it's not enough to be nice and tam. It's very small. It's less than the 60th. It's not nice and tam. Just a kolshu goes into the chaticha. That culture cannot travel further. That culture stays in that chaticha. It doesn't travel out. Any of your a culture can't leave. Doesn't have enough, I don't know. Can't leave. There is such a story in the Rashba. The Rashba says this in the Rebbe of Fayim, which we're not up to you. The Rashba says Pshat in the Rebbe of Fayim, which we'll see later, that a culture is command the lesser. The Pshat is that a culture can't leave the chaticha. So Rabbi Kveget wants to say, that's what Taisa means also. If the Nevela would only ask the Chaticha asked Kolshu, but it's a Kolshu, then that Kolshu of Isser would never go beyond that Chaticha. And if that Kolshu of Isser can't go beyond the Chaticha, so then what? What do we gain? What can we then deploy? What? At the end of the day, chaticha nas nevelo. Why don't I still say chaticha nas nevelo? I say it's called a chaticha skulum. What did I gain? Fine. So the iser is trapped inside the chaticha, but the chaticha is still nas nevelo. And if it's nas nevelo, it should still be iser called a chaticha skulum. We haven't gotten to the punchline yet, but I want to make sure we bring the chavin to the punchline.
Because you could only make another thing in nevelo also in this time, and if it never actually leaves, so it's.
Remember, Taisa said Akasha. He said everything that every time you have an Isser that asks Kedei Klipa, let's say Tzli, it asks Kedei Klipa. So why don't I say, okay, the Isser asks Kedei Klipa, and that Kedei Klipa asks the next Kedei Klipa, and that Kedei Klipa asks the next Kedei Klipa, and pretty soon we have to quarantine the ships because the whole world's going to become unavailable. So why isn't it happen? So Taisa says, you say that you only say Chaticha Nas Nevela Ela B'Mokam She Isser Atz Meyochel Lahalif. And the Rambam is chayluk on that. You said the Rambam has other terms. He says that chaticha nas nevela. There are bogim b'shari surim. They're only geyser when it's doing the basa b'cholov. And by basa b'cholov, you never have a case of kedei klipa. So they never made a kedei. They never said chanan on a kedei klipa. But he doesn't like that. But that's Taisa say. Taisa says you say that we only say chanan b'mokam shisa asma yochel lahalach. So normally the normal case of chanan is that you have time. It went into the nevela. The time of the nevela went into the chaticha. And then from the chaticha, it goes further. Now, of course, when it goes further, it gets diluted more and more and more, and eventually, and it's going to it ought to be botel b'shishim. But for that we say now we have chaticha nas nevel. But chaticha nas nevel works only to prevent it from becoming botel. But the isser still has to be there. But if the isser not there at all, so then it doesn't. Then you don't say chana. We said a hezbo. We saw the Tais Rosh. It wasn't even a shtickle Torah. It was a famous Tais Rosh. The Tais Rosh says the Yisoid, and the Tais Rosh said a hasbara. This is mamish a major Yisoid. We're going now into sugis of chaticha nas nevela. It's a good idea to be reminded of it. The Tais a major machlekes. What's the havan of chaticha nas nevela? The Tais Rosh said the pshat in chaticha nas nevela. He uses it to explain this Yisoid. He says the same Yisoid. He says because the pshat in chaticha nas nevela is that the nesar is mesayer to the oisir shaloi lehisbato. In other words, chaticha nas nevela doesn't mean, let's say, by tipas cholo the fell in a chaticha. It says chaticha nas nevela doesn't mean the chaticha becomes intrinsically also. That it magically becomes intrinsically also. No. What's also is the tipas cholo. But the tipas, where the tipas, basa cholo is confusing to talk about basa cholo. Let's say it was the tipa of chaylev. A tipa of chaylev, of shmalz, a treif of shmalz fell on a piece of meat. So we say chaticha nas nevela. The pshat is not that the whole chaticha turned into shmalz. The pshat is that the chatir, that the chaticha, since it became necessary later, the shmalz, because the shmalz was less than time in it, so now the chaticha is misayeya the shmalz, the chaylev, that when the chaylev goes on into the rest of the pot and ought to be bottled, because it becomes more and more diluted, the chaticha, which is big enough not to be bottled, the chaticha neseres, is misayeya to the chaylev that it shouldn't become bottled either. Kilu, that chaticha that became neser al day the chaylev, lends some of its chashivos to the chaylev, that now when the chaylev disperses further, and at this point the chaylev already is too diffuse really to be able to aser by itself, but the chaticha is misayeya to the chaylev not to become bottle. But it only works if the chaylev, if there's chaylev that's just in danger of being bottle, the chaticha can be misayeya to it not to be bottle. But if the issue is any yochel halechal, the mokum she'ena issu yochel halechal, then there's no chaylev. So what's the chaticha going to be? The chaticha might be willing to be misayeh, but there's nobody to be misayeh too. So then you don't say chana. That's how Tosfos explains Tosfos is yisoy. And it's very gishmak, that's why the Ran doesn't accept the yisoy. Because the Ran had a different conception of chaticha nas nevela. The Ran was chaticha nas nevela is really a bosa b'cholov dekadid. By all the other isurim, it's only otu bosa b'cholov midrabanan. And the lump is therefore is a bosa b'cholov dekalums, that the cholov and the bosa, which in themselves are mutter, become transformed into isur. So chaticha nas nevela is a transformation. The boser is transformed into iser. The chol is transformed into iser. And midrabanan, even by shari surim, a chaticha that's makabel tam of chaylev becomes transformed into iser, and it becomes intrinsically awesome. So since the rabbi has that conception, so the rabbi says, I don't understand Tosfos Yisod. Who cares if the iser is yochel halachanat? The iser would have been bottled anyway. That's not the point. The point is the chaticha itself became an avail.
Didn't we say over there that since Tosfos uses a lashon of dunya de tipas chalav, it was dafka by...
Yeah, but we were chayzer. Because the afterwards we saw the Tosfos beferish this way, and we saw the Tosfos dunya de tipas chalav doesn't mean... Tosfos also says dunya de tipas chalav. I forget exactly how he says it. When Tosfos is mavur, when he said dunya de tipas chalav, he didn't mean that it's like the lumbas of tipas chalav. He meant dunya to the case in the Gemara, in the sugi of tipas chalav, where that's the case that the Yisus yochel aleph. But not that it's built on that in lumbas. That was one of these things that we had a chazar. So Rabbi Kreger wants to say, so that's the Tosfos you say. Ein is a yochel lehalech, and it's based on Tosfos' whole understanding of chaticha nas nevela. Very important to us. So Rabbi Kreger wants to say, that's what's going on in this Tosfos as well. If the because Tosfos has this assumption, like the Rashba has this svar, that an iser kolshu is trapped in the chaticha. Since it's trapped in the chaticha, it's ein yochel lehalech. And therefore, so then Chanan breaks down. So that's why I need the Nevela should be Noisim Tam in the Chaticha. It's not really because I need the Lomdus of Nesinas Tam. It's because I need the Metzias of Nesinas Tam that should be enough in the Chaticha that it should be able to be Yochel LaHalach. And if I don't get past the threshold of Nesinas Tam, then the Kolshu is going to be trapped. And a trapped Kolshu can't make a Chaticha Nas in the Nevela. That's why Rabbi Kreger wants to say Pshat in the Taisus. So other Chayim point out that it doesn't work. I mean, it's good, it works, but it doesn't work in Taisus. Because later in the Hemshech of Tosfos, I want to skip to the later, but later in this Tosfos, Tosfos has a case of Tipas Yayin, it's a Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, that we're going to have to take a look at, a lot of relishes, so it's a very hard Gemara. There's a case in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you have a drop of wine, it falls into a vat of wine. So the din is Yai Nesach is not bottled as the chaymer of Yai Nesach is not bottled min b'mina. Like Rabbi Yehuda is min b'mina in a bottle, but even according to the people, even those who don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and min b'mina is bottled, but not by Yai Nesach. So this Yayin cannot be bottled in the vat of wine because it's min b'mina. But let's say besides the drop of wine that fell into the vat, there was also some water that fell into the vat. So it's mavur in the Gemara that if the wine, let's say the water fell in, there's water floating around in here, and then the tipas chalav falls in, so I say salak is mina kimisheinai. But when the lashon of the Gemara, there's a different rayim is the yain kimisheinai. But the same idea. Salak is mina kimisheinai. V'sheinai mina rab olav umavata. So in this case, it's good, but the Gemara has a case where the tipa fell in first. The tipa's yayin fell in first, and then the water fell in. And the Gemara still says Halak is Minik Mishena. So Taisus is bothered, you say Chanan. When the Tipa fell in to the original vat, so Nidmili bottle, the whole vat of Yayin now, all the water, all the wine should become Yayin Nesek, Has Chanan. And once you have Chanan, then there's not enough water to Mivatal. There's enough water to Mivatal the Tipa's Cholam. It's a little jug of water. It's enough to Mivatal the Tipa's Cholam, but it's not enough to Mivatal all the wine in the bar. So that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus, why do you say Chanan? So Taisus says, first, it's right, we don't find that by Shari Sum, we don't say Chanan. And Taisus answers for Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Rabbeinu Tam will answer that. With Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoy, that in a kolshu you don't say chanan. The wine, the drop of wine in the vat is not enough to be noisy. It's less than shishim. The drop is one drop of wine in a bor of wine. It's not. It's pachas mishishim. Pachas mishishim. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoy. That in a kolshu you don't say chanan. That's the Taisus. See, Mabishi he points to the top of the Taisus. That's right. The fear of Enafrayim. It's not a right to Rabbeinu Ephraim, because Rabbeinu Tam will say over there what he said over here, that a kolshu can't trigger a chanan. So the Rosh Yosef, the Supreme Golem, says, according to Rabbi Kveger's Havana, that the reason why a kolshu doesn't trigger a chanan is because the kolshu gets stuck in the chaticha. That works by a chaticha. I could say that the kolshu was stuck in the chaticha. That doesn't work by a double lacha. Double lacha van is msara vidalim. So this notion that the kosher can't exit the chaticha and if you don't say chanan, that could be said by a chaticha. It's not going to work by a dovelach, and here it's all dovelach. So you see that's not the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Kveger's theory in Rabbeinu Tam, the chayra can't be pshat in Taisus. It's a pelin of Rabbi Kveger. How could Rabbi Kveger say that? I know. Okay, but then the prima gonim is the son of Rabbi Kveger. Okay, so then what is so what's the svar for Rabbeinu Tam? Emes, the Ran, also asked this kasha. The Ran has a different lashon a little bit. The lashon of the Ran, it's on the Eish Lahad Gemara, it's Kuf Gimel. The second to last, the last paragraph in the second column, Ikul Amedim. Came in the Rabbi Yudas Vilei. Ikele made the kochel. Came and Rav Kav Yudashvi, Lomo Yishititin Tam Bechaticha. A filo benami na, bimashu nami, misur, came and did min bimiri lay bottle. Yes, Taisus Kasha. Who needs Nagles and Tam? Min of Tam, Nagles Tam. Min bimiri lay bottle, the Nevela is min bimiri with the Chaticha, the Nevela asked the Chaticha. That itself should trigger the Chana. Then you ask a second question. The second question Taisus does not ask. And that's by a ha'ara all by itself. Why does Taisus not ask the Ran's second question? It's a very glaring question. The Ran is va'oid. La'abai di muki lo b'shekodnum b'silkoi. The point to Abai that the case is kodnum b'silkoi, and the original veil is gone, and we're only dealing with the chaticha. Lomeli taima de chaticha atzma nasis nevelo. Then who needs chaticha nasis nevelo at all? Taisus' question was, who needs Nais and Tam? He's asking a different question. Who needs Chaticha Nasas Nevelo? I feel he loyam in a Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevelo. Forget the loveness of Chaticha Nasas Nevelo. Kaven Shenes or Eitzu Chaticha, since this Chaticha became Osir, because of the Tam that was infused into it, Eiseres Shara Chaticha is Bepletas Eisei Isser Mishum Mim Beminoi. Who needs Chaticha Nasas Nevelo? There's stuff of Nevela inside the Chaticha, that's for sure. Even a Chaticha, not Nas Nevela. But there's certainly Blias of Nevela inside the Chaticha. And those Blias are Basar. So those Blias should then turn around and Aser everything else in the Paras, Min Bemina. Why is the Kasha only for Abai? He's phrased the Kasha as Abai. Why is the Kasha only according to Abai? Why is the kasha only for Abai?
According to Rava, the whole thing works. The min bin of the rocker only works when there's no nesinas tam.
No, no, there is a nisin tam. The case is came shenas nisin tam. We know there's a nisin tam. That's how it's kasha. Why does it need to be a nisin tam? But there was a nisin tam.
Like we said earlier, because in Rava we're not worried about it. Asr, we're worried about the size of the avela and stuff.
Right. Point to Rava. There, of course, there's time in there, but who cares? The according to Rava, there's roitiv in the path, and Rava holds Masali. There's roitiv that can come to the rescue and be mevatel these yisur. So our issue is mess. We have to accumulate mess that the roitiv so that the roitiv can't be mevatel in the veil. So the veil alone, there's enough roitiv to be mevatel in the veil. If there's enough roitiv to be mevatel in the veil, there's enough roitiv to be mevatel in the veil plus the time that the veil is stuck into the chaticha. So that's not gonna change anything. In our mess equation, is there enough here to overcome the roitiv? The fact that there's some infusion of time into the other chaticha, it doesn't change the mess equation. We have conservation of it's the same mess. It's the same amount. The nevela with its time is the size of the nevela. So according to Rava, you need chaticha nas nevela because only then you get to increase your mess. You get double the mess or more than double. And the other way can't be mevatel. But the question is going to Abaye. Abaye doesn't hold from Sali. So according to Abaye, we're ignoring the right because he doesn't think Sali's going to work. So according to, and the case is that you took the nevela away. So the Ran is, what does it help to take the nevela away? But you have tam of nevela inside the chaticha. And that should be enough to ask all the million other chatichas. The right is not going to help because Abaye doesn't work with Sali. So why did Abaye have to say chaticha nas nevela? Forget chaticha nas nevela. Hello, Elton, the Taisa doesn't ask this kasha. So the Rana asks these two kashas. Taisa is kasha, which is, why do I need Nesin Tam? And then the Rana says, new kasha, why do I need Chaticha Nasin Avela? So what does the Rana answer? It's interesting, the Rana, the Lachar gives two kashas. The Rana and the Lachar gives two different answers for the two kashas. For kasha one, he has the Teretz going up. Two different Teretzim. It's a little bit strange to me why the Rana put the two questions together. There was the Ran strung these two questions together. So you would expect that now there's going to be like one teretz for both. No, he's going to answer the first question with one teretz, and he's going to answer the second question with a different teretz. So then he should have, sort of strange way to, he should have said the first kasha with the teretz, and then the second kasha with the teretz. Maybe there's something behind this, but I don't know exactly what it is. But anyway, let's read it inside. So the Ran says, the linear. First addressing the first question. Why do we need Nesinus Tam? Because if there was no Nesinus Tam, it was just Min B'minoi. Afel Gav, the Misero, even though the Chaticha becomes Osir, anyway, else Min B'minoi. Lechoshev Isura, Lememer B'chaticha Atmanas of the Velo. The Chaticha becomes Osir. Min B'minoi is enough, culturally even, to make the Chaticha Osir. But it's not Choshev Isura. It's not Choshev. And that's not enough to make a chanan. To make a chanan, the cholshe in and with that, so that's why I need the min b'min. I need the nos and tam to trigger a chanan. Min b'min, I won't trigger a chanan. Now he turns to a second question. And why do I need chanan? Okay, but why do I need chanan? That was the second question. Technically, that there's this tam over there, or this technically that there's this tam of the veil floating around. Why do I even need chanan according to Abaye? So he answers the chol shein and nasi is nevelo and eiseres kol chatichas kulam. The afal gav dom Rabbi Yehuda min b'minei lebatul leshamin lehochi kol shetam acher shel hetem meurupa. That's his penuri site. That in order to say min b'minei lebatul, it can't be a tam meuruf. If you have tam of nevelo in the chaticha, so now I have a tam meuruf. It's tam nevelo with tam of chaticha. I mean, they taste the same, obviously, but one is also and one is mutter. So I have a tam that's meuruf. It's half and half. It's half time Isser, half time Heter. That doesn't make a Min B'mina. Min B'mina has to be a pure time Isser that was B'mina. So that's why I need Hanan. Hanan makes it that the whole Chaticha is intrinsically Osir. Now the whole Chaticha is intrinsically Osir, so then I get a Min B'mina. So that's what I need over here. I need Nois and Tam, because Min B'mina won't trigger Hanan. And why do I need Chanan? So according to Rav, it's obvious why I need Chanan. I need Chanan for the mess. But according to Abaye, why do I need Chanan? Teretz says, I need Chanan for... Right, because without Chanan, it's a Tam Uruv, and a Tam Uruv won't trigger Min B'nin. So the second part, you know, this piece about Mimei Tam Uruv, that Tosis didn't talk about. Didn't ask the Kasha, didn't say the Teretz. We don't know what Tosis would have to say about that. But the first part sort of echoes Tosis. Why do we need Nois and Tam? Typically, as Mim B'minoi. And the answer is, Mim B'minoi won't make Chanan. You need Nois and Tam to make Chanan. The Lashon of the Ran, there's a Tosefis Devarim in the Lashon of the Ran, the Tosis didn't say, which is that it's not Choshev. The Choshev Yisur. Yes, Mim B'minoi asks, but it's not a Choshev enough Yisur to trigger Haticha Naseis Nevela. Yeah, so what does that mean also? I mean, what's the shot? It doesn't sound like a Pekeger. It certainly doesn't sound like a Pekeger. Pekeger had this lumbus that this is trapped, and they say, Nesi Yochel Ha'alach, found a lack of chashivos. It's a lack of being ambulatory. Anyway, the Ran doesn't have the side of Mokum, the Ran is Chaluk on the holy side of Mokum Shein Nesi Yochel Ha'alach. The Ran doesn't have the basic, that whole premise of Taisus and Daf Tzadik Zayin. So it's something else. In order for Chanan to work, it has to be not only Osir, it has to be choshev. It has to be nisya choshev. Mim b'mini is also, but it's not nisya choshev. Nois and tam is nisya choshev, and that can make a chana. Not clear in the mind. What is exactly this nisya choshev? What's the difference between nisya choshev and not nisya choshev?
Well, we said earlier by the Basra Chalav cases, a fundamental difference between the Ran and the Tosus Arosh, which is the way that we explain Tosus, was that the Ran says that chanan is an ifsir b'fnei atzmo, where Tosos just says that it's really just the tam, but he doesn't necessarily hold after the sochdos, usher.
Right. I think that's the pshat in the Ran Taka. The Ran learns that the way chanan works is that the isser is nepach. The chaticha is nepach to be intrinsically usher. And he says that's a din to rabbanan avada, but it's predicated on a dimin to basa b'chalav. It's al to basa b'chalav. So I think what the Ran is saying, I think Poshe pshat in the Ran is, the Ran is saying, of course, Mim B'minoi asks the Chaticha. But it asks the Chaticha, asks the Bliyas Shabbat. But it's not enough to make it that it should be Nepach. To make the Chaticha be Nepach, that I need that it should have been Nesar Alidei Nesina Asta. Maybe we could be Mosif. I don't know if we would have to be Mosif, but maybe we could be Mosif. It's certainly attractive to be Mosif, although the Ran didn't say it, is that since the whole din of Chanan is based on Basar B'cholov, and Basar B'cholov only works with Nesinas Tah. That's the site of Derech Bishul Asa Torah. The Gemara in Daf Basar B'cholov has to be Nesin Tah because it's Derech Bishul. So the whole din of Basar B'cholov is the whole din of Chanan is based on the model Otu Basar B'cholov, where when the Basar and the Cholov mix, the Cholov and the Basar are transformed to being intrinsically awesome. But that only works when you do a Bishul, when you haven't seen his Tam. Because that's the Derech Bishul Asa Torah. That's how the Gemara explains over there. Why isn't even Be'elef? It's a Chiddush anyway, Basar B'cholov. So even Be'elef, we say, no, Derech Bishul Asa Torah. It has to be. What's Derech Bishul? It has to be enough to be nice and Tam. Because Derech Bishul means Derech Nesinas Tam. So the whole din of Basar B'cholov, that we have this magic, the Cholov and the Basar are transformed, is only when you have Derech Bishul, you have Derech Nesinas Tam. So when the Vela asked the Chaticha asked Nesinas Tam, that's Dumi the Basar B'cholov. So that has the power to become Nepach, and that's called Chanan. But when it's just an issue of Min B'minoi, that's not similar to Basar B'cholov. You don't have the Nepach, that doesn't have the model of Basar B'cholov, then that's not Olim. It does ask the Chaticha, but not enough, it's not Choshev enough that the Chaticha should be Nepach. And without Nepach, there's no Chanan. Maybe, I'm just thinking now, maybe this is also, it will give us a Havana, why did the Ran has two shtickles theory to tell me. Number one, why do I need some time? Why did typically ask Mim B'minoi? So his answer is, because Mim B'minoi doesn't make the, it's not in Sechoshim to make Chanan. Then he has another shtickle theory. Why do I need Chanan at all? Typically that it's Mim B'minoi. So he answers, otherwise it's a Tam Lur. So yes, fine. You have two different shtickle chayra. Like, you know, somebody has to say an hour long chabura, so he says all his kashas with all his terutzim, but they really have nothing to do with each other. He could have just said a bunch of 5-minute chaburas. So what's the Ran? The Ran didn't have to say Chabuvi. So what, he should have said it Masudah. He should have said, why didn't you listen Tam? The answer is because the Mina doesn't make Chanan. Then another kasha, why didn't you Chanan? Because without Chanan, it'll be Tam Uruv. Why did the Ran make this choice? He has two kashas with two terutzim. Kilu, he's saying one vort. Maybe now, the way we're explaining it, maybe we can, there's a linkage over here. What he's saying is that although the Chaticha becomes in this first question, why do you need nice and time? What do you need nice and time for? Typically, asking the Mina. Either way, the Chaticha becomes also. His answer is that in order to, yes, the Chaticha is also regardless, but in order to be Nepach, you need nice and time. And Chaticha Nas Nevela means Nepach. That's his, he needs that for his next son. Why didn't Chanan typically that his time is there anyway in this min b'mina? The answer is because he has this new yisoy, the tam uruv doesn't make him in b'mina. Well, if tam uruv doesn't make him in b'mina, so what is Chanan help? It's still a tam uruv. The answer, no, it's not a tam uruv because that's my yisoy, says the Ran, that Chanan is a nepach. So if it's nepach, it's no longer a tam uruv. There's the two shtiklotayot the Ran is saying over here. They have to do with each other. They're both, the linchpin of both is this notion that Chanan is a nepach. So that's why min b'mino can't do it, because min b'mino is not olim to make a nepach. And that's why I need min b'mino, and that's why I need Chanan. Why would typically ask min b'mino, who needs Chanan at all? The answer is because without Chanan, you'll have Tam Isser in there, and it'll be min b'mino, but it's going to be a Tam Uruv. I need Chanan to make it. So what does Chanan help? Nepach. That's why the two halves of the Ran are connected to each other. I think that's a very good shot in the Ran. However, I mean, I think in the Ran, that's very good in the Ran. However, it raises now a couple of things. First of all, it would have been attractive to say that's the Pshat. We have a Ran who says, Hasbara, actually, it's Choshev. L'chara in Taisus, none of this is going to fit. Because Taisus also, the first part, Taisus also had this question. Why do you need to see his Tam? Typically, ask Mib Naminoi. Taisus answers, Kol Shu doesn't make Chanan, but we don't have a Hezber exactly. Taisus will give me a Hezber. He says, Kol Shu can't make Chanan. Something was necessary with the Kol Shu, can't ask her other things. So what's the Hezber? Okay, he's in a Hezber, the Rishayisiv. Shot it down. So maybe same place as the Hezber of the Ram. And in order to say Nepach, you need only to see this time. It's like Bosa Becholo, who can make a Nepach. But the Stam in Bemino, he can't make a Nepach. That's not going to work for Taisus. Taisus doesn't hold from the holding of Nepach. Taisus doesn't think Chanan is a Nepach at all. Taisus learns that Chanan is not a Nepach. Chanan is that the Neser is Messiah to the Isis Shalay Lizbatha. But the Isis, it's the Tam that asks. It's the Tam of the original Issa that asks, the Bli of the original Issa that asks. It would normally be bottle, so it gets beefed up by the Chaticha gives it, reinforces it that it shouldn't become bottle. But the Dover Iser is the original Iser. So what's the difference if the original Iser, so what's the difference if it's an Imbimini or if it's a nice and time? It's a, there's a Dover and Nesra over here. The Dover and Nesra should be Messiah to the Bliya, should likely his bat. So we're still lacking a Hezber in Rabbi Natan's answer. And then there's another question, which is Klape, you know, why didn't Taisus ask the second question of the Ran? Who needs min b'minoi, typically for Chanan? I think the question now is worse. Not only why did Taisus not ask the Ran's question, I think the Ran's answer doesn't work for Taisus. Not only like why didn't Taisus bother to tell me the second half of the Ran? I don't think the question that the Ran asks, Taisus should have asked, and especially because if Taisus would have asked it, I don't know what he would have answered. Because the Ran's terror says you need Chanan, because without Chanan it's Tam Uruv. And a Tam Uruv can't make min b'minoi. So how does Chanan take off that problem? Because Chanan makes a Nepach, and now it's not a Tam Uruv. Lefi Taisus, Chanan doesn't make a Nepach. If Chanan doesn't make a Nepach, it's still a Tam Uruv. If there's really such a Yisoy that a Tam Uruv can't make min b'minoi, then what's Chanan going to help me? Chanan is a Lochin Bittul, that the Neser is Messiah to the Isha Shalayli is battle. But it's still the same Tam Uruv. It's a Tam Uruv with the Tam of Heta together. So it's still a Tam Uruv. And yet the Gemara says you say min b'minoi. So it must be Taisus doesn't have the holy side of Tam Uruv. So if that's the case, then Hadra Kushul Dukta, so why do I need Chanan? Typically, with this Blias of Isser. Yeah, so it happens that Taisus needs a... Taisus still needs a Yeshua here. Again, we need two things in Taisus. Number one, the question that Taisus does ask, why do I need an Nevela to be this in Tam and the Chaticha, typically Yasmin the Nimei? So Rabbeinu Tam answers that a Kosu doesn't make Chanan, but we don't understand the Kishkas of it. Like, why does that work? In the Ram, we have a Hezbollah, because you need to make a Nepach, and the Nepach has to be Dumi the Boss of the Cholov. Listen, Tam is doing the boss of the challah. We have it, what to do. We have what to work with. The Taisus is missing. It's missing Havana. The Taisus. Well, what's the pshat in the times you say? Why do you need listen Tam to make a chana? Why can't Mimelina make a chana? And problem number two is, why didn't Taisus ask the very glaring second question of the Rambam? Which is, why isn't wearing coin tabay that is called in the sukkah? So why isn't wearing chana at all? The second chaticha is full of blias. You took the first neveil. You took the neveil away. But the neveil, when you took the neveil away, it left behind blias. Those blias have mid b'mina with everything else. It should ask for everything else. So who needs chanan? So, what to do with the second issue? Why didn't Taisus ask the Ran's question? And what would Taisus answer to the Ran's question? And I will leave it tomorrow. But clapping the just the pshat in Taisus. What's the Hanbon in Taisus you say? Why do we need Nisan Tav to trigger Chanan? Why can't Min B'mina trigger Chanan? The Ran says, it's a choshuv. Taisus, that's hard to say. And the Lashon of Taisus is, yes, the chatich itself certainly becomes also even b'chalshu. Become welcome le'aminin shethi also nevela less they call ha'cheirais kevin shehi atzma le'nesra elia le'chalshu. So maybe it means like this. The Taisus holds Shalom, at least the direction. Let's imagine there was no Din of Chanan. So what would happen? Let's say in two cases. You have a case with the Chaticha, like a new picture, same picture really, just blow it up. And imagine there's no such thing as Chanan. So there's two ways they could ask. It could ask Al Sinai Sintan, or it could ask Al Sinai Sintan. So, if it asks it off nice and tam, so I now have tam floating around in the nevela. If it's not nice and tam, it's more than shishim, so then I don't have tam in the nevela. I don't taste nevela in the chatika. I don't eat tam, but I do have kolshul. I have blias kolshul. We call it, you can have kolshul. Now, without chanan, Now this chatikah got mixed up with other chatikahs. And somehow I need chanan to ask. Why? Why do I need chanan at all? I mean, that's the Ran's question. Why do we need chanan? But why might I need chanan? Well, if it's tam over here, then it could be that without chanan, when the tam goes out, it'll become bottle. Yeah, the Ran is, why would it be bottle? It's mimimino, any of there. That's the Ran's second question. I don't know. Why? Taisus doesn't even talk about it. But let's say somehow if the time would go out, it would become bottle. But if it was not even time, if it was just a kolshu, so maybe a kolshu, if it went out, it wouldn't aser, not only because it would be bottle, but because the nature of a kolshu is that the nevela could aser the chaticha of the kolshu the chaticha that has in it a kol shu can't ask for other things. Not quite sure what the pshat is, but Taisa later on says in Rabbeinu Ephraim Moshel, Taisa does have a loshen that something that's not listened time is commandless. In Rabbeinu Ephraim, Taisa is a fairish such as well. That if, when the nevela is nice and calm in the chaticha, so that time is commanded the isnu and it can go on and ask other things. And he learns that it won't even be, and it'll be mivimino. You know, he doesn't even need a chanan. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't even hold the chanan. But we're not exactly in Rabbeinu Ephraim. But there is a lashon Tosis in Rabbeinu Ephraim, which Tosis might also hold from this particular sura. That when the nevela is nice and tam in the chaticha, that's cool. That there's particles of tam in the chaticha, which then really want to go out and ask for the rest of the world, but they're going to be bottom. They'll be overwhelmed. But if it's only a kolshu, so it is also in the mina. The nevela asks the chaticha the kolshu, but that kolshu is like a ghost. It's not tangible enough that I should say that it then goes and can spread outside the chaticha and can go on. Not like Rabbi Knegis is because it's trapped in the chaticha. That the prima gonim slugged up from Yai Nesach. Even if it be a dovalach, a kolshu is not. There's nothing there tangible. It was neser be kolshu, but you can't say that there's kolshus inside the chaticha that can then go further. A kolshu is an intangible, so it can't go out. Not that it's stuck. There's nothing there to go out. And I'll go for time aboy, but I see later in the Nirvana of Ryan place says it's such a lotion that kolshu is commandless. So now we can say like this. What's the word of Hanan? Taisa Shita is Hanan is that the Nesar is misayeh to the Oisir Shaloy his battle. Hanan is the medicine for the machla of being bottle. But it's not the medicine for the machla of being a kolshu and being commandless. So when you haven't seen this tam, the tam really should be able to go further. Except that it'll be bottom. And that I have chanan, that the nes is mesayet to loisa shaloi lispat. But if I don't have time, I just have kolshu. So kolshu doesn't ask for any further, not because it's bottom. Kolshu doesn't ask for any further because intrinsically kolshu is command a lesson. For that, it's not going to help to say chanan. Chanan just is the nes is mesayet to loisa shaloi lispat. But it can't turn a kolshu, a command a lesson, into a command to isa. That chanan can't do. So that's what they're saying. Something which was nesa, the kolshu. So then it has bigger problems than the Yisr being bottled. It has bigger problems than the Yisr will be bottled later on. Its problems that the Yisr is a kolshu and a kolshu can't ask her. Can't ask her further. So for that, Chanan is like my level of life. Yet we still have the Ram's second problem, which is who needs Chanan? What do you mean the time's going to be bottle when it goes further? The Hanan's, it's min b'mino. It's not going to be bottle when it goes further because it's going to be min b'mino when it goes further. That's the Ran's second question. I don't know. Tosh doesn't even talk about it. The Ran had a terrace, Tam Uruf. Doesn't seem, I don't know. If you touch that terrace doesn't work. Get any idea. What to do with that problem? I don't know. But at least copy just to have one in Tosh's. It's not a full thing because we don't exactly know what this ghost exactly is. And just calling it a ghost is not really a lundus. But I do see that later in Taisus he has the svar in Rabbeinu Ephraim, he does have a svar of command the lesson. But the svar is there in Taisus, so maybe we could utilize that svar to say in Rabbeinu Ephraim, Mamish uses this svar to dispense with Chanan. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't hold from Chanan. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. We haven't done yet. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't hold from Chanan b'shari serum at all. He learns Agamara Chatipa Nas Nevela doesn't mean Nas Nevela like in Tipus Cholov. Nas Nevela just means that there's an Nevela inside of it. There's Tam Nevela inside of it. And if I learn, that's good for the Pshat in the Gemara. That when you have Tam, that's command the Isa, so then it goes on, and it asks Min Bemina. When you have only a Kolshu, it's command the Lesser, it can't go on, it asks Min Bemina. Tosh is Esther Nevela, it's very beautiful in the Nabai, it doesn't work very well in Rova. We'll see when we get to the Hemshech of Tosh. But Akapone, maybe we can use this even in Tosh. Tosh learns that further down, there is a Hanan going on in the Gemara. He's from Rova. There's definitely a real Hanan going on in Agamemnon. But why does Hanan work for Tam and it doesn't work for Kolshu? Maybe that it'll be the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because the Kolshu is command the lesser. In the command the lesser, Hanan doesn't do anything. Hanan is not a Chis HaMesim. Hanan is just that the Ness is Mesei to the Eishu Shloi Lisbat. So when you're talking about Tam, so the Tam can go further. It's just it'll be bottled. So the Mesei is Ness, the Ness is Mesei to the Eishu Shloi Lisbat. You're talking about a Kolshu is command the lesser. Hanan's not going to help with that. Maybe that's the hesbet for the Rebbeinu. Yeah, Kama, the glaring problem with Tosis is, the much bigger problem with Tosis is not like, what's the hasbara in Rebbeinu, what's the lumbness behind Rebbeinu Tam? The big glaring problem with Tosis is, why do I need Hanan at all? What happened to the Ratzkach? Again, Hanan. This is, it's min v'mina, the Tam is min v'mina with the other things. Who needs Hanan? It's min v'mina. You should ask the other things without Hanan. And the Tam will the doesn't work for Tosis. That everybody, I don't know. Okay.